My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Commanders coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use our savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. So yesterday, after we went off the air, a little bit after 10:30, we aired the live press conference of Dan Quinn and Adam Peters. Out at Ashburn, as the players, all the vets reported for training camp, and we'll get into the specific audio in just a bit, but, I mean, we saw some of it at the media event the night before, Jason. Like, these guys are clearly into each other. Like, they have a good synergy, working relationship. Like,
correct.
Like, they're bros. There's a lot of, you know, dropping DQ and AP.
Right. Yep. That's what they call each other.
I mean, there's just a lot of that back and forth. Like, you can tell, like, it's not like a weird standoffish, you know, head coach and GM
relationship. Well, they're similar generation, right? So it's not like like a deal where you had like a Charlie Cassidy and a younger Norv Turner.
Yeah.
I don't know how
old Peters is. Is he like mid to late 40s? Okay.
Yeah, Quinn's probably about our age.
Yeah. He's about 9 years.
They're about
10 years younger than us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're similar.
Yeah.
I think Peters might be 44.
Okay.
But it's not like 70 and 40.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But no. You can tell they're boys.
Yeah.
Like it's evident. Like they're
on the same page.
The relationship there is.
Well, that's good.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing, but it'll be interesting to see how, you know, when they go through the ups and downs together, how that works.
I'm sure there'll be friction at times.
You know who's been spectacular with that, I think? And I get a similar vibe. It's a little different because he is older, but Rizzo and Davey.
Right.
Yeah. Rizzo and Davey seem to be on the same page.
Yeah.
They really respect each other.
Yeah,
and even in the hard times, Rizzo has been there for him, backing him up.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see because this ain't gonna go perfect.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
There's gonna be trials and tribulations. There's gonna be bumps in the road.
Even if we ever get to where we're trying to get, you know, which is like win 11, 12 games every year and compete for championships.
Right.
There's gonna be trials and tribulations.
Well, and then of course you hope that the most bumps in the road are this year, not next year, the year after.
Yeah,
right?
Well, it's just nothing. You know, look, the Giants thought they had their man and their quarterback, their head coach, and look what happened just a year later. Like things don't just always perfectly traject. You know,
it's not always rosy.
No,
yeah,
and it's unpredictable. But yeah, that's cool. And were they in a good – when they are good – I was on the phone with my mother when this was going on. Were they in good spirits?
Oh, they were
– Oh, yeah, they're jacked.
They were – yeah, they were in a good – you could tell they were in a good mood.
Yeah.
They were ready to talk.
It looks like they were – they're. You talking about the media day when we went?
No, no, I'm talking about when they had presser. The presser yesterday.
I was going to say that the media event, they just looked like they were ready for the season to start.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that seasons, it's a 12-month season because you got free agency and
but
draft.
They're ready for some real bullets.
But they're ready. Yeah. I mean, the season officially starts when the entire roster is there for camp.
Right.
And they're
and the first practice will be held today. All right, so let's get into the first clip we have here. This is Coach Dan Quinn talking about naming Jaden Daniels the starter for the season.
It's not a secret, but it is a journey and a process. And so as we're going, when he's ready, we'll know. And when he's ready, he'll also know. But as far as the reps go, obviously with him and Marcus and moving around, there'll be certain days that will feature more of another. But I guess I did want, I'm glad that you brought it up. And certainly not a secret, it's a journey and a process. And so through practices, through scrimmages and preseason games all the way down, that's where the journey will take us. And then not trying to hold back the info, but when we know, we'll say it.
So that's just, I mean, that's just him talking in code, journey, process. Like, we all know that he's going to be named the starter. It's just a matter of.
Right, but he doesn't need
to. Formality.
It is, but he doesn't need to name the starter now.
No, no, of course not.
Because he's given himself a little wiggle room in case there is a little bit of a struggle.
Right.
And that, which is very possible. I mean, I think it's unlikely. But it's possible that the kid maybe has a mental block or
goes just not ready.
Or gets hurt. I mean, who knows? Anything could happen.
Anything, right.
So I have no problem with that issue. We're all on the same page, though. Mm-hmm. Barring something unforeseen and unusual, Jaden Daniels is going to be the guy.
Yes.
So here's Dan Quinn. This is the second clip. He's explaining why it's important not to name Daniels the starter.
At every position, this is the case. And we've got great confidence, all of that. But like I said earlier, it's not one size that fits all. So as we're going through this whole process, let's make sure if we are going to be about the competition and how things are going to go, we're not going to miss one step of their development. And that's what this time of year is for. So we want to make sure we're able to use all of that time.
I have to tell you, and, you know, Ron came here, and I want to do a whole segment on Ron later. Because Ron's just popping up again in the news, and it just every time I see him now, I just like get infuriated. Nice guy, but he just infuriates me. I do love, as a Skins fan, I do love having a guy who's been experienced before. Like he's been through this. He knows the questions, and not that they're tricks questions, but he knows what he wants to say and not say versus if you had a guy like Ben Johnson who may be a boy genius, but, you know, when it's his first go around, you know, might say something. Hell, I think Jay went through that learning curve. I think Jay, when he first came here, often kind of said things he probably shouldn't have said.
Right? That's Jay's personality,
That's
though.
His
he
personality,
just kind of speaks his mind.
But he did tighten it up towards the end.
And it was more fun when he would like kind of shoot from the hip.
Oh, he was so fun.
It was the best.
He was the greatest.
Yeah.
Now, Ben Johnson's nothing like Jay Gruden.
Jay Gruden actually has a real personality.
Right.
Ben Johnson, I don't know if that's been detected yet. Right. Now, can he draw up a great offense?
Maybe.
Obviously. We've seen that in Detroit. Look at the numbers. But is he the guy that you want at the podium talking about, you know, how the team's broken down and how would he perform there? I don't know. I think the jury's still out there.
Listen, maybe I'm just trying to pump myself up, but you know, I just like Quinn. He's been there. He's done it.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable.
You have a confidence in him.
I have a quiet confidence.
Yeah.
That he's been through. This ain't his first rodeo.
No, it's not.
So he's navigating all of these kind of tricky-ish questions, no problem.
I mean, he's been in the NFL coaching for 22 years.
Right. Yeah, been a head guy.
Been a head guy.
Taking a team to a Super Bowl.
Correct. So he knows how to handle the media.
You'd say that about Ron.
I know. True. And I prefaced that.
Not everybody's great at it.
I'm not saying that it's indicative of anything. I just have a couple. And when Ron first came, I liked Ron too, in fairness. But Ron just at the end of the day was just.
He hit a wall.
It's just so annoying.
Quinn just seems like
pandering to the public.
Inspires more confidence.
To defend Ron, he was dealing with a lot of stuff off the field.
I know. He was dealing with a lot of stuff. But I just didn't like his personality. His personality is to pander.
I get it.
I don't think Dan Quinn is going to pander to us. I really don't think so. I think he'll be nice, but I don't think he's going to pander to us.
Now, the one spot in the presser where there was a little bit of a pause was before this next question that you're going to hear was answered. I'm 99% sure you guys behind the glass can correct me on this if I'm wrong. I think it was J.P. Finley that asked the question about Jaden Daniels or Brandon Ayuk posting pictures of Commanders practice on, you know, his TikTok or his Snapchat, whatever. Mm. So here's Adam Peters talking about Brandon Ayuk posting the practice pictures.
You guys actually had another player post practice footage. What was the reaction in the building? How do you handle that?
I think first and foremost, he didn't have practice footage, so.
Oh, still, maybe?
Yeah, still, yeah. So, but we handled that internally, and we're unconcerned with that, yeah.
They shot that down with the quickness. Yeah. They were just like, it's been taken care of. It's all good. Not worried about it.
When they said we handled that in-house or whatever, I mean, they probably grilled him.
I'm sure they did. Yeah. I'm sure
they were, I guarantee they weren't nice about it.
Probably had to, might have been some raised voices.
Yeah. I think when they say they're unconcerned today. They were concerned at the moment.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they made sure.
But no, they took care of it. They put out that fire.
And they were like, yeah, there was some footage. Still. And photo.
And it kind of goes back to, I know Drab and I are on the same page on this one. I'm not necessarily sure I want Jaden's BFF forever or whatever on this team. Let's let him lock in, do his, I don't know.
Well, I mean, who knows what happens down the road, but I don't think he's going to be traded for before this season starts. Like, I think that ship has sailed.
I don't think it was ever a thing, realistically, ever. I'm just saying. Set that aside. I don't even know if I want the rookie I need this rookie locked in. I need him to be like he and Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
I need Cliff Kingsbury to be his BFF, not Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, you know, understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying he's not a talent.
After his rookie season, though, when Ayuk's a free agent.
Maybe that's a different story.
I wouldn't have a problem with Adam Peters calling his agent and having a little sit down.
That's maybe, see if that maybe. Works. But I just need my rookie to be. Like, he and Cliff Kingsbury, 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
They need to go.
They should have, like, bunk beds hanging out with each other.
They need to go to One Loudon, have lunch together.
Yeah, go to Topgolf.
They need to go to Topgolf
Do
together.
Do that bed again.
Yes. Yeah. They need to go camping together.
Camping.
They need to go to the ropes course that John Keim always promotes.
Okay.
Out in Olney. They need to just be BFFs.
Okay.
Not Brandon Ayuk.
Right.
God bless him. His BFF needs to be Cliff Kingsbury.
Right. Or Terry McLaurin. Or Jahan Dotson.
Yes, right. Terry McLaurin. Let's pay some attention to the superstar here, the one who literally everybody in town wants to marry their daughter.
T-Mac.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I just love the answer again. Can you run that back real quick, Valdez, that last question from Finley about Ayuk? I love the response.
JP's asking this because he knows.
You guys
background.
Actually had another player post practice footage. What was the reaction in the building? How do you handle that?
I think first and foremost, he didn't have practice footage, so.
Oh, still maybe.
Yeah, still, yeah. So, but we handled that internally, and we're unconcerned with that. Yeah.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
That
talk
was
about,
a direct answer.
He didn't right talk there. About the reaction. He talked about it's been handled.
Yeah.
The reaction may have been, what the F are you doing? Like, why are you sharing stills with Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah.
Right. The Brandon.
But then he corrected. He wanted to make sure everyone knew it wasn't footage.
Correct.
It was a picture.
I'm just a diehard fan.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of the Brandon Ayuk stuff.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what Peters and DQ are thinking about reading all about the Ayuk stuff when they know, I'm assuming, they're not trading any assets for anybody right now.
Right.
They're in the building phase.
Mm-hmm.
They need this kid locked in. What is he doing? I'm telling you, my gut, and I don't have intel on it, is that it was making him crazy.
Could have been.
Oh, I'm sure.
Making him crazy.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I think the Quinn Peters bromance is close to the Jaden Daniels Ayuk bromance.
is that right?
I mean, just hearing those guys shtick it up and calling each other their nicknames 50 times during the presser.
Yeah.
Like they're buddies.
Of course. Right.
They're fast friends at this point.
Yeah, and they should be.
Yeah, I mean
they're going to be together every single day, pretty much every single day until February.
Right.
for long days.
So they better get along.
And these are the long ones right here, starting today.
Sure.
I think the vets got there at 1 o'clock yesterday. I don't know what time practice starts today.
Ooh, we're going to start seeing training camp footage, like crazy sideline catches.
Why don't you do something? You do something you've never really done in 30 years? Go. Why don't you go once or twice and be a correspondent for the Junks? You live a minute from them. Why don't you just do that?
Because it takes effort.
I'm asking you to put a luffer. You got both your kids.
Possibly
are,
Friday?
Yeah.
I could do that.
Why don't you do that? Just take some notes. Go over there, glad handle.
I don't want to take notes. I just want to go over and walk.
Mental notes.
I don't know. We'll see. I'll see if Drabby can hook it up.
Just film practice. That might be off.
Do we know when they let media in, Drabby?
I'm sure we do. I just don't know off the top of my head.
But do they? There's probably a certain portion where they let the media watch
for 20 minutes or something at the end or whatever. Yeah.
I do find it interesting. Nikki tweeted last night that they're staying at the Lansdowne Resort.
I did see that. Swanky. Mm-hmm.
She said this isn't the old regime.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell you, maybe a little camaraderie, build a little chemistry with the guys. I think.
How did it work in years prior? Like under Ron, did the guys just stay at a hotel close to Commander's
Park? I don't know.
Park?
They might have been able to stay at home.
Could have stayed at home too.
I think I think the younger guys stayed at a hotel, and maybe the vets stayed at home.
Okay,
possibly. I don't know.
Right, I could see that.
If they had a house already.
How many NFL teams are still doing that Nubs getaway, stay at like a Latrobe, Pennsylvania type thing?
I don't think that many. I think a lot of them do it right around their regular training.
Everybody
facilities.
Has these high end facilities they want to use them.
I saw the Raiders are in Southern California.
Are they going to Oxnard, or is that?
No, that's the Cowboys.
The Cowboys
are grandfathered in.
Okay.
This because when the Cowboys first went there, there were no Rams and there were no Chargers in LA, right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
But now the Raiders are doing training camp in Southern California.
Okay.
But they're not allowed to promote it. They're not even allowed to say that they're in California.
Really?
Because they're infringing on the other team's territories.
Ah.
Are they going there because of the heat?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I guess. Better than being outside.
You can't be out. They would die. Didn't the Saints do a wacky bit for a few years? Weren't they at the Greenbrier in West Virginia? Are they still there? Like,
No, the Saints might be in California too.
The Saints are in California
now? That's what I thought I read. I might be wrong, but
I mean, I think you're right. I think I saw that too.
Let's see.
Could they use Allegiant Field as a practice?
Well, I think you need more than one field.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they've got three fields. But they're doing construction over there too. They're doing all kinds of stuff at Ashburn. But they've do they have three fields or four fields?
Well, they tore up one field, right? Did they? And I think they were replacing the turf.
I did see videos. Like a lot of the media were shooting videos of all of the spots that weren't being used, like where that old practice field was.
Yeah.
It looks like there's limited space out there for training camp. I'm sure they're going to get as many fans in there as they can.
Yeah, New Orleans.
They can't do as many as they have in the past.
New Orleans is at Cal Irvine.
Okay. So California's a popular spot for training camps.
Well, I mean, you've got good weather. And yeah, looks like there's a bunch of them in California.
Yeah.
Not a bunch, a handful.
All right, when we come back, we will get into the Junk Sports page and tell you how the Nats did last night and more. We'll do that next. And we're hoping to hear from our pal Pete Haley, who is in Paris for the Olympics. Hopefully he'll join us coming up at 7 a.m. So don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.